We sent our own Ave Carrillo down to Washington to visit the Museum of the American Indian during the final days of construction last month.
I've been walking down the mall all day, and my feet hurt, and I'm incredibly grumpy. Suddenly, the 12-year-old inside me stomps her feet and screams, if I have to go into yet another museum in addition to the dozens already on the mall, this 12-year-old is going to have a little tantrum. But the adults at the newly built National Museum of the American Indian would say, no, really, this museum is going to be different. And at least from the outside, the NMAI really is quite different from all the other clipped lawns and marble temples of art, history, and science. Although the work isn't quite finished, I find myself in a landscape that clearly looks like a fledgling forest. It quickly morphs into a miniature swamp that will end in a water fountain. And the ochre-colored limestone building was designed to look as though it was slowly carved out over millions of years by water and wind. Whereas every other museum on the mall faces each other across the mall, the NMAI's entrance faces away, due east, which its designers were really adamant about. Donna House is an ethnobotanist and is on the design team for the museum building and landscape. She's Navajo of the Towering House clan and Oneida of the Turtle clan.
In this case, our door is facing the sun, our relative, the sun. Because as you're walking in, we want you to shed all the experience of the other museums.
They've tried to make this corner of the Washington Mall a native place, represented by ecosystems traditionally essential to Native Americans. 28,000 plants and 8 different kinds of soil were trucked in from all over North America, and each and every one has some sort of symbolic meaning.
As you can see here, we have the ball cypress, dead ball cypress laying there, and a young one coming up, which represents renewal.
So you purposefully put a dead tree in there?
Yes. It's all part of life. It's all part of recycle. It's all part of renewal. And everything is dynamic here in this landscape, so that's what it represents.
The focus outside is gathering and preserving native habitats and traditions. Inside, curators are preparing exhibits of ancient artifacts and modern art by Native Americans. But the staff at the NMAI believe that returning sacred objects to their original tribes may even be more important than displaying them. The practice is officially called repatriation and is legally required for every museum in America. But Bruce Bernstein, the assistant director of the museum's Cultural Resource Center, says repatriation isn't all that easy.
We've worked with one group. We have about 390 pieces which are of cultural, religious concern to them. They're bundles. And this group knows all about this. And in 15 years of trying, we've gotten 2 returns so far. So it's not always just a matter of sending them back, but communities need to be prepared to take them back. There need to be the right families, the right societies. So even in the best of our intentions, it doesn't happen just automatically.
So far, only 2,500 out of 800,000 objects have been repatriated. So the museum has done the next best thing, built a special facility where Native people can come to use the collections or even borrow them for ceremonies, like some regalia that came from the Hoopa tribe of Northwest California. Wendy George, a Hoopa member, found the regalia in the collection when she was advising museum staff on an exhibit about her tribe. It had belonged to her grandmother and was used in the tribe's white deerskin dance. Here's Bruce Bernstein.
So Wendy asked that she could borrow it, and she asked that the curator, Emil Hermanyhorses, hand carry it back to her community, because Wendy and her family felt that the museum, having it in their possession all these years, made the museum then part of that ceremony. And it was very important that Emil travel personally and bring that to the community and witness the dance as well. And when the dance was over, Emil then brought the piece back.
You have to understand that up until the last decade or two, if you didn't have a PhD or you weren't an anthropologist or have a master's degree in one of the sciences, the doors were closed to you.
Jim Pepper Henry is head of repatriations and community services at NMAI and a member of the Muscogee and Kaw tribes.
And what we're doing, we're opening the doors for everybody. and especially for Native Americans where the doors have been closed for so many years, and our door will always be open.
For Studio 360, I'm Ave Carrillo.
The National Museum of the American Indian opens to the public on the 21st of this month.